can escape the spotlight of the Latino Media Collective. The Latino Media Collective delivers consequential coverage from the biggest countries in South America to the smallest enclaves of Central America and the Caribbean, and is available on SoundCloud, iTunes Podcast, and Google Play Music. The Latino Media Collective is recorded in WPFW Studios and airs Fridays at 1 p.m. on WPFW Washington.
Good morning. I'm a little confused here. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, the regular host of To Your Health, and we're here this morning to heal DC. And I'm excited to be with you, giving Joni and Rick a little reprieve today. But we're here with our special producer, Mr. Frank Smith. And so we have a special program today looking at how we can, as individuals, can better train our bodies and from different perspectives. And Brother Frank, who are our special guests that can help us understand this process?
Good morning, Doc. We have Martha Peterson, the event organizer and a WPFW LSB member. And we also have Edie Lewis, functional strength training, Valerie Brooks, line dancing specialist, Angela Forrest. She's movement and she mitigates trauma with movement. And we might have Rick Goins, who's DJ for hand dancing.
All right. So Martha, we've been working together for a number of years here. What's happening? You know, why are you so interested in helping people be healthy?
Our health is very important. Not only our physical health, but our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health is very important. Whether we realize it or not, we've got to devote more time on not just the physical, but the mental, emotional, and spiritual. So we started the 5K walk about 7 years ago, and it's the walk for total fitness because we want to promote the concept of improving our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So that's what it's all about. And the instructors who will be speaking this morning have been with us some for 3 years, and they are excellent. They do a quality job, and people are in for a special treat.
All right. And we're so proud of the efforts that you've been doing to promote this project, and it's really benefited hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the years. And we are just excited to be able to talk about this morning. Now, Miss Lewis,
yes, sir,
functional strength trainer, i.e., boot camp. tell us about this functional strength training.
Okay, you found me out. So yes, you're right. Functional strength training is boot camp. And what functional strength training does is it's exercises that they target muscles that we need for everyday movements. That's the core area, your legs, back, upper body. So I use those exercises to strengthen the body so that you can get up out of the chair, that you can walk, that you can climb stairs, and you can live your life. You can function.
But everybody can climb stairs and walk, right?
Not all the time. I mean, some people need help with it, especially the older that you get, the older that you are. Something as simple as getting out of a chair can be very hard for people to do. If you don't have that core muscle, and especially if you haven't used those muscles, it's like a car. They don't work as well as they should. So you're right. People should be able to walk, but a lot of people can't walk a few steps. Or, for instance, I just went to a Wolf Trap earlier this year. And if you've ever gone there, there's a hump that you have to get to the amphitheater. A lot of people can't make that trek, you know.
So regular training can ensure that they can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like anything else. If you train that muscle, it can do it. And it can do it until you are, even when you're older. I mean, it's of course, now when you're young, you can do it. But the goal is to do it as long as you can. Your health is your wealth as you go along. You have to be able, and you can't depend on other people to do it. And, you know, by continuing to move and being able to move, you can ward off diseases and just stay healthier.
So how did you get into this functional strength training?
I was in the military for one, but my mother was my, my mother was my first boot camp instructor. I was heavy, a little bit heavier as a child, and she was always into, you know, just being healthy and being fit. And so she would always tell me, you need to exercise, you need to, you know, you need to do something, get that weight off. And so I got into a fitness class when I was in high school, and then I went in the military. And of course, you know, in the military, you have to move your body. What my mother told me always stuck with me. I always, no matter where I went, even when I got out of the military, always signed up for exercise classes. And then I started doing boot camp classes, and then I started running. So I've done 5Ks and half marathons, and it's just a part of my DNA now. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And how long have you been working with Martha?
So Martha and I went to church together. We used to work on the fitness ministry together, and then it kind of threw us out. So we just kind of started doing our own thing. And so when Martha started this, and Martha, you know, just to be, 100% clear about it, Martha is the forefront, the leader of this. I've just always been able to, and I'm thankful that she's allowed me to tag along and teach classes with her. So I've known Martha for probably 10 plus years now. Beautiful sister. I love her to death.
So when should a person start this functional strength training?
There's no set time to do it. I think exercise is a non-negotiable, like sleeping and eating. Yeah. You should exercise every day. You should incorporate it. Find a way to incorporate it into your life, just like you would sleep, just like you eat. My clients, though, are primarily senior women. Women that are menopausal or postmenopausal. I like that group because that's when you really need to work out and exercise. Your bones are becoming brittle. The weight just comes on. I don't care what you do. The weight just comes on. And you still have a lot of life left to live, and you need to be able to bring your groceries in the home. You need to be able to climb up a flight of stairs and get out of a chair. You need to, you travel, you need to be able to put your luggage in the overhead without assistance if needed. You just need to be able to continue to move your body. If you can't do that, you only get one body. So you absolutely take good care of it.
Take care.
And you know, as you go along, your health is your wealth. So that's my target group. I also, you know, try to make people understand, you know, always get an annual physical, know your numbers, just be proactive. You know, we as Black people, we get every disease. If it's a disease, we are at the top of it always. Mm-hmm. And not only women, but our men too. You know, we have to, educate our men, make sure that they're getting their annual physicals and that they're out there walking with you. And exercise can be anything. It can be line dancing that I think it's Valerie that's going to be teaching. Line dancing is a excellent core exercise and movement and balance and memory, you know, and that senior group, you couldn't think of anything better for them to do. And you're having fun while you're doing it.
You mentioned line dancing, and we're going to have Valerie come and talk about that. And when I first left surgery and started practicing holistic medicine, one of the first things that I did, I started a walking program for seniors. Mm-hmm. And I would go into the senior buildings. But as you mentioned, just about all the participants were female. And then we had a dancing session. And the brothers showed up.
What?
The brothers showed up.
Valerie,
tell us a little bit about this line dancing.
All right. So as Edie just mentioned, line dancing also keeps our bodies moving. It's so very important, especially for mature members of our community to keep moving, and line dancing definitely keeps us moving. Speaking of moving, what are some of the movements? I want to share some of the movements. So we have the electric slide movements. They are incorporated in many of our line dances. Take the Jerusalem, for instance. When you move from the right side to the left side and then take it back, we're doing the electric slide. Doing the cha-cha, turning, stepping out, sliding, and kicking are some movements used frequently as we line dance. So we're having fun, we're doing directions. Learning all of these movements improves our brain function. We must keep thinking. We have to keep our brain enhanced. So it enhances our mood, our memory, and our motor functions. Research has observed that regular line dance sessions has been effective in treating some chronic neurological diseases, such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and depression. And unfortunately, those are some of our more serious diseases that affect us in our golden years. So we want to definitely keep active. It improves our recall and sequencing, knowing when to turn and in which direction to turn, knowing when to cha-cha, move up, move back, move side to side, remembering which step is first, second, next, and next, as well as the number of steps to take. Oh my goodness, I'm tired just reading that. A lot to remember. Our brain needs to be able to remember everything that we're doing and everything we're learning. Line dancing helps us improve strength and muscle function. It increases balance, flexibility, as well as improves cardiovascular and heart health. We are the number one persons that have so many health issues in our golden years. We must learn to do more activities that help to strengthen our heart muscles. So it helps to lower the risk of coronary heart disease, improves cholesterol level, strengthens our bones, reduces blood pressure, and helps us monitor our weight. A lot of us have problems with our weight going up and down. The more we exercise on a regular basis, it has to be consistent.
Regular.
It can help us to monitor. Yeah, that's the key word. Regular.
So when you say regular, how often would you recommend that people participate in line dancing?
As often as possible. With line dancing, at least I would say 2 or 3 times a week maybe, but just general exercising, you should try to do at least 20 minutes of exercising every day. Even if it's just stretching. I do a morning stretch every day, 5 days a week.
And it I tell my patients I want them to exercise an hour and a half for the first 90 days.
Okay.
All right, an hour and a half. Because it's 20 minutes, I think we can't really get what we need in just 20 minutes. You may want to start out at 20 minutes, but I think we need to encourage people to exercise more. You know, hour and a half is what we would recommend. So now line dancing, people are not line dancing because they're trying to help their heart. They're line dancing because they're having fun. By having fun, you also have all these tremendous benefits. That's amazing.
Yes, it's important. A lot of people, we do have fun. Once we learn the dance, we have fun. It can be a little stressing sometimes when you're trying to learn the dance, which way to turn and so forth. But we don't really realize the importance of dancing in general and line dancing while we're out there. So I like to bring to people's attention some of the benefits of being out there, along with having fun. You are benefiting your body because you're moving, you're thinking. And as we mature into our golden years, those things are very, very important.
That's amazing. But, you know, people don't see line dancing as exercise. But what you're saying, that it's a tremendous source of exercise.
That is correct.
Yes,
so if you can exercise and have fun at the same time, you're interacting with other people, you're learning new members, you're doing activities with your own family. Mm-hmm. All ages participate in line dances, 2 to 100.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. You see that, you know, you go to a wedding and they start line dancing and everybody's jumping up.
That's right. There are more females, but there are males out there too. They're out there.
Oh, yeah. The brothers are there.
That's right. And ladies, when we go out, sometimes there are not enough gentlemen to dance with. So line dancing, we're out there dancing and having a good time, getting our move on, getting our exercise on, having a good time. And some gentlemen come out there and they dance as well.
All right. So, Ms. Forrest, you are a robust health advocate, movement to migrate, to mitigate trauma. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so I do a lot of things. that's one aspect of what I do. My title is Senior Health Advisor. And in this role, I work with people, many of whom have chronic illnesses in a lot of different areas. And one of the areas is trauma, addressing trauma. But in general, I provide a lot of different services such as health research. Essentially, I'm a health coach and I work with individuals and I also work with practitioners, health practitioners. And the goal of the things that I do, which involve health research, health consolidation of information, helping patients consolidate all of their practitioner information, all their treatment protocols. Mm. And then I also work across really trying to hold people's hands a lot of times because in our healthcare system, doctors don't have time to really meet and sit and work with people and help them be accountable for getting the health results that they need to get. You know, health is really a personal responsibility, and it is something that every individual needs to take responsibility for their own health. We live in a society where people are encouraged to turn over their power to doctors, to practitioners, when in fact it should be a partnership. Mm-hmm. And there should be equal empowerment from both sides. So to answer your question, Dr. Watkins, as part of my kind of holistic, comprehensive approach to supporting individuals on their health journeys, I do work with people in terms of somatic trauma release, because trauma is a big, big factor in people's physical health wellness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And as we get, and trauma can change your life so quickly. You know, I remember rotating through DC General back in the day, and I was on neurosurgery, and this guy went to a party. and he had a little too much to drink, and he missed a step, and he fell down the steps and into cerebral hematoma. And he was, you know, we kept him alive for months, but he was functionally out of it just by one step, you know. And so trauma can really change a person's life. But what you're doing is helping people recover from trauma and other things. And movement is so important. Someone mentioned earlier, people standing up. One of the things that I teach my patients is to stand up without using your hands. And it's amazing how many people cannot do that. And they think I'm crazy. But I tell them, I said, you know, I tell them about isometric exercise, you know, pushing against the wall. The wall is not going to move, but you're getting stronger just by pushing against that wall and trying to stand, even though you seem like you can't do it, it's getting you stronger. And generally, within the first session, most people are standing without using their hands. They're shocked at how much they can do it. So what you ladies are doing is just so phenomenal in terms of really making a difference in people's lives. You know.
So I did want to just mention something really important. I appreciate you talking, Dr. Watkins, about physical trauma. Somebody who's in a car accident, falls down the stairs. I think that's important. It's equally important to talk about so-called psychological yeah. and emotional trauma, because we know, studies show, that is internalized by the physical body. So you might have be in an abusive environment where you're verbally abused, you're emotionally abused and harassed, that the body internalizes that, and that can manifest in the body as disease. So somatic trauma work is body-focused exercises and movements that allow the body to release that so-called, it's been defined as emotional, but there's no separation between body and mind and spirit.
Well, if you listen to me, you'll hear me say that stress is the number one cause of death in this country.
Yes, all I've right? heard you say that.
And many people, they come in with diabetes, but their big problem is stress. They come in with hypertension or obesity, but stress is the real issue. And if we don't deal with those psychological aspects, you're not going to deal with. And one of the things that helps you with the psychological is exercise.
That part. You
know, Nathan Prenigan, who got us into walking and jogging, you know, he says that it's impossible to jog and be depressed at the same time. Because, you know, you're stimulating those endorphins and, you know, and they just change the brain. And, yeah. and you know, it's exciting. And, you know, so I'm just so pleased at what you all are doing to make a difference, you know, so, in people's lives.
So where are you going to be on Saturday, on Sunday?
Me? Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I will be on Saturday. I'm going to have a table set up. So I will be available for anybody who is interested in learning more about somatic trauma release movements and exercises or any other aspect of the work that I do. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm a holistic, comprehensive health coach, and I address all aspects of human beings, their life. I'm not just looking at the physical, I'm looking at the emotional, I'm looking at the spiritual, I'm looking at the relational, because these all impact our lives. Things like loneliness have a very severe impact on our physical health and well-being. And so when I work with people, I ask a lot of questions to understand all aspects of their life so we can address all aspects of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the event?
Really, it's whatever. I mean, I would like to do a couple of demonstrations of somatic and breathwork exercises. The movements and the breathwork go together to help people do some quick movements that they can immediately release strong emotions, grief, sadness, yes. anger. Yes. Okay. 5 to 7 minute exercises they can do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantastic.
Ms. Lewis, what's the event that you're going to be at?
Mom, talk about that.
The event is the 5K, the WPFW 5K Run Walk for Fitness. It's going to be held at the Bladensburg Waterfront Park at 5601 Annapolis Road, Bladensburg, Maryland. We'll be there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Come on out, get your fitness on, have a great time. My line dance session is at 10 o'clock. Valerie Brooks, bring your fan. We will do. Come on out this Saturday, September 13th, this Saturday, just for 5 days from now, 6 days from now. Come on out Saturday, September 13th. 2025, Bladensburg Waterfront Park. Come on out. We'll be happy to have you to come join us for some fun and fitness for your health.
And Ms. Brooks and Ms. Lewis got a thing with this double Dutch.
Yeah.
Well, I've been the reigning winner of that for like the last couple of years. But then I was, excuse me, told this morning that Miss Valerie has beaten my record. So, yeah, it's going to be on. I got to get my record back. I'm in fun. I'm competitive. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking to get my get some retribution here.
It's funny. I could do regular jump rope, but I could never get that double touch.
It's easier than I thought. I mean, the ladies that teach it, they show you, and it's real simple to catch on. At least for me, it was. You know, I think it's easy to catch on, and it's a lot of fun. I didn't know I could jump that long, but it is.
You can just jump straight up and down. You don't have to do fancy footwork.
Exactly.
Sound like you're jumping single.
Exactly. And one thing I wanted to add as well is if people can, people that do come out for the event on Saturday, if you can bring a mat if you have one, because I'll be under the pavilion, but there are tables there, so it may not be a lot of room, but there is there's a lawn there. So if you have a mat or a towel or something like that, bring it. And then also if you have a weight, it doesn't have to be a heavy weight, it would be 5, 10, you know, pounds. But some of the exercises that I'll show you, I want to incorporate weights with it as well. Because as Ms. Valerie mentioned, I'm going to stop using senior and start using mature women. or people, you need weight. You need to incorporate the weights in your workout as well, because that really helps with strengthening your muscles. And don't be afraid to lift weights, ladies. You know, strong is the new sexy, you know. So please, you know, bring the weights and come on out and let's have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
When people lose weight, they're often concerned because they get flabbed. But when they use those weights, what does that do?
It tightens that muscle up instead of it flat. Now, there's going to be some there anyway. And then as we age, it just is what it is. But what the weight does is it strengthens those muscles. It just strengthens and also the bones as well. Again, for mature ladies, that when we lose that estrogen level, the bones become brittle. Those weights can help build those bones. And then with Miss Angela doing those line dances, that helps with the flexibility, you know, keep you mobile so that you won't lose your balance. And some of the exercises that I teach as well will be for helping to maintain your balance as well.
And because, you know, when you fall, you know, one of the big problems as we get older is when seniors fall and they fracture the hip. You know, mm-hmm. I tell people, if you have a fractured hip and you survive, you are blessed, because many people literally die because mm-hmm. of a fall, you know, mm-hmm. and if you, and that fall is due to muscle weakness mm-hmm. and imbalance many times. And,
exactly.
You can actually train to avoid that.
Recover,
you know, it's amazing. So I'm just so excited that you ladies are contributing your time to making a difference in our community, you know, because, you know, exercise, stress reduction is the number one thing, but number two is not nutrition, it's mm-hmm. exercise, mm-hmm. at least the way I teach it, you know, mm-hmm. it's exercise. And so if you're not getting your exercise in on a regular, consistent basis, you know, then you're not really. And we have a variety of things that we're doing here that's making a big, big difference.
And I just wanted to add really, really quick. Somebody mentioned how long should you exercise? And I know you go to your physician or doctor, they'll always tell you to exercise at least 150 minutes a week. So that's like a 30-minute workout if you're doing it 5 days a week or 6 days a week, somewhere around.
Yeah, but they don't know what they're talking about.
I agree, because I go for at least an hour. I think
No, seriously. All too often we're talking about just maintaining, mm-hmm. but the way I practice, we're talking about reversing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to reverse, you have to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to see that you are an important person and willing to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, you can get the results. I mean, I have this guy, we interviewed him perhaps about a month or so ago. He's blind. Mm-hmm. All right. He came to me with malignant hypertension, blood pressure, 217 over 117, mm-hmm. third stage 3B kidney failure. And I said, you got to walk. I put him on my diet program, but I said, you got to walk an hour and a half a day. This man, he's blind, and he walks over an hour and a half every day. And his blood pressure is now 115 over 62 with a pulse of around 62. Mm-hmm. Almost every day. I mean, it's amazing. And it's happened in a very short period of time. And so the thing that you all are talking about, you know, they're fun, but they also are very beneficial in helping people prevent and also reverse disease.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, I think for a lot of people, I know I grew up exercising a lot and it comes natural to me, but I'm, you know, a lot of people are busy and they don't like exercising. So what I try to tell people is just think about it as movement, moving your body. If you go out and walk your dog, That's movement. If you wash your car, that's movement. Anything that you're kind of burning calories is movement. And it's a little less intimidating for people if you just say, go outside and, you know, do, you know, engage in some movement. It's important to go outside too, because that's being outside in nature. Yes. Is so helpful, so calming to our nervous systems. So if you can go outside, yes, ideally, it would be, it's great for people to be able to do an hour and a half every day. But the reality is people are busy. They have jobs, families, and responsibilities. So just kind of encouraging people to do what you start out by doing what you can. Ideally, do it outside, mowing your lawn. If you have a push, not a seated one, that's exercise. When I go out and I sweep my deck, that is a form of movement, which is a form of exercise. So giving people like a broad range of activities can help get people who aren't naturally inclined to run or jog or do yoga, to get them into the habit of thinking about that movement, having that regular movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to be clear. Most of my patients don't start out at an hour and a half.
You know? Okay.
They you know, matter of fact, I tell them, I never want you to get tired. And so you start out where you are and then you build up. But the point is that we have to set some goals. All right. And we have to start teaching people the right thing so that the expectation is what it should be. You know, if I went to the medical school expecting to be able to sleep every night at 9 o'clock, I would never become a physician. So somebody had to teach me that I have to put in some long hours in order to accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish. And it's the same thing when it comes to our health. We have to be willing to invest in ourselves. And if we're willing to invest in ourselves, And this event is something where people can start doing just that.
Yeah. Ms. Peterson, what's the details of the event?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Before I get to that, there are a few corrections. Ms. Brooks had stated that it's 5601 Annapolis Road. It's actually 4601 Annapolis Road, the address of the Bladensburg Waterfront Park. 4601, and mm-hmm. the time is from 8 to 1. We finish at 1. So those are two of the corrections. As far as the details, we'd like for everyone to register online, mainly the 5K runners. Once you register online, that goes to the race director. The race director will record everyone's time, and it may be posted on our website. I'm not sure. Last year, he posted every runner or walker's time on the website. So once you register, when you get to the event, the race director will have your name and your bib ready. And that saves a lot of time as opposed to standing in line waiting to give the race director your name. So please register online.
Okay. You sound like y'all organized.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We have balloons where the race director is. It's 3.1 miles. It's been charted out. It's a wonderful trail with streams and bushes and trees and flowers. It's a lot of people just like to walk it to look at the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You can do ride on a canoe if you want. And what else? I'm not sure if they have food there, but anyway, we will provide the water and the healthy foods like cereal bars, popcorn. So come ready to eat also.
Where do you register online?
Online, wpfwfm.org. There's a form for you to fill out to register.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everyone to do that. The call-in number is 202-888-5484. I'll repeat, 202-888-5484. But that will be on the, when you go to the website, all of that information will be given to you. Especially the phone number that I just gave you. You can call if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm. Repeat
them. Is there an age limit?
Oh, those under 12, children under 12 get in free. And after that, there is a charge, yes. But the good thing is the charge includes the food, the 5K, and the excellent instruction.
Fantastic, fantastic. So you all sound like you have a tremendous event planned. And when is it again?
It's this coming Saturday, Bladensburg Waterfront Park, 4601 Annapolis Road, Bladensburg, Maryland, from 8 to 1. We were supposed to have the hand dance instructor here this morning. I'm not quite certain what happened to him, but we also have yoga.
He's dancing.
Maybe he is. The only gentleman we have here. Anyway, he'll be there Saturday. And also we have yoga, breath work, Io Handy. I know a lot of people in the D.C. area know her and the work that she's done and dealing with how to breathe properly. And also, I believe that's, Tai Chi. Pastor Nendow has been with us. This will be his fourth year. And
sounds like you all are doing more than just walking.
Oh, definitely. Yes. That's why we're calling it total fitness. We're coming from a holistic perspective.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the event. Any closing comments that you might have?
I would just like to say that we really have a good time. I forgot to, we have music also. From the beginning to the end, music will be provided. If you just want to dance on your own, just have a good time. Just be yourself. Just come ready to have a good time.
So now, if they're just getting started exercising, will they be able to perhaps get with some of these your instructors and have follow up?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Do any of the instructors want to answer that question?
I would definitely be following up with anybody who wants support, more comprehensive long-term support if they're dealing with any chronic illnesses. This is Angela, by the way. If you're dealing with any chronic illnesses and you want some more hands-on support in navigating your healthcare and engaging with your practitioners, you want research on your health conditions, you want to know about the latest, most innovative treatments, more than happy to support people on that. And I'll have my contact information available at the event.
All right.
Okay. Give your contact information now if you want.
Sure. So the name of my business is Robust Health Advocacy, and I am the founder. My name is Angela Forrest. That's Forest. You can call me. My phone number is 240-997-3995. I am available on social media. I'm on LinkedIn. So for those of you who are on LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm also available on WhatsApp. My WhatsApp handle is at A as in Apple, D as in Denise, trees, T-R-E-E-S. And you can also email me. My email is Forrest, Forrest, at mail.com, not Gmail, but mail.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Mr. Smith, if there are those who didn't quite get all the information that she gave, when you come to the 5K, she'll have business cards and information about her.
For sure. Definitely. And anybody else want to give their contact information out?
I can give mine. This is Edie Lewis. The name of my business is Mind Over Body Fitness or Mob Fitness. My phone number for the business is 202-904-0178. I am on Instagram under FitDiva49. I can speak with people about one-on-one classes or group classes as well.
And that's functional strength training.
Yes, sir.
Which we definitely need.
But you know, you notice, Frank, she starts off with the mind. She gets,
yes, yes,
gets the thinking right, and then
it's all connected. It's all connected. You know, what's that? Yes. The hip bone is connected to. It's all connected.
we're really proud of what you ladies are doing. You're making a difference in the community, and just the Brooks. You are you teaching folk how to line dance?
I do teach, but I do not have a specific location where I teach. I kind of teach as I go along with persons who are out there and need a little help trying to learn the line dances.
All right.
Somebody gonna teach me
how to do double dutch too.
Come on out Saturday. We'll help you out.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Watkins, can I speak a minute? I forgot to mention double dutch. Robin, who teaches double dutch, this will be her fourth year also. She's very energetic, excellent instructor. People who think that they can double dutch, she makes them double dutch. That's just how good she is. But the double dutch contest has been going on for as long as the double dutch teacher has been there, 4 years. It'll be her fourth year. And as Edie said, she won the first double dutch contest, and she reigned in her position for 2 years, was it, Edie?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, a lady came and dethroned her. It's all in fun. It's all in fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Edie, are you trying to get your throne back?
Almost definitely. Yes. Miss Valerie? Yes. We've been already talking. So yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it'll be some competition.
It's on.
Competition. All right. Yeah. So it sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun, and we encourage people to, support this. It's a wonderful thing that is making a difference in the health of our community. And when you can, health should be fun. You know, it's not a job.
It is fun.
It's fun. I mean, I enjoy being healthy. I remember one time, you know, I said I don't have time to play basketball all the time, which I just love. You know, I even had planned to play basketball on my 80th birthday, but all my friends were telling me I was crazy. But but the thing is that I didn't have time, so I said I'm at the jog, and so I was out on the track one day, and the sun sort of hit me from behind, and it showed my shadow on the ground, and I was striding, and I took my mind back to the old days of yore, you know, and it was so much fun that here I'm out here, I work hard helping others. But this I'm doing for myself. And so by getting out and exercising, you're doing something for yourself. And so many of us are caregivers and so forth. But here you have an opportunity to do something for yourself and have fun at it. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's fun being healthy. It's no fun being sick, I'm telling you. And so these ladies are in the prevention.
And can I add really quick to that exercise or everything that we're doing, movement, it's not really just exercise. It's a lifestyle. It really is your lifestyle. Yeah. So I think people should, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I said it in a joking manner, but it starts with the head, you know. You got to get your head right. You know, we got to start seeing ourselves as being important and willing to contribute. Someone approached Ali one time and they said, you know, most fighters start by hitting the body. And then when they drop, the opponent dropped the guard, protect the body, then they go to the head. But you start at the head. Ali says, when the head falls, the body falls with it. And so we have to not only train our bodies, we have to train our minds, you know, and get excited about being able to get out there and exercise. Yes, Sister Martha.
My fitness.
sorry, go ahead, Edie.
No, that's it. I was just saying something.
I apologize. I put my hand up. I didn't mean to do that.
All right.
Can I give Martha a quick shout out? You know, she's coordinated this event for years, and I just want to give her the spotlight because she works so hard year after year to do this. And so, you know, this event on Saturday is a fundraiser for WPFW, and for anybody who is aware, and most of us are, we are seeing independent, you know, we're seeing media under attack. And I think it's really important for people to support independent media like WPFW, because we are in a place in our country where we need to hear the truth. And WPFW, I listen to you guys all the time, and you always do that. You always provide the truth.
I agree.
And so you're saying that by supporting this event, you're supporting the truth. You're supporting
WPFW. Absolutely. You're supporting truth in journalism. And then we really need that today. People need to be informed, and they need to know what's going on in this country.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Watkins and Mr.
Thank
Smith.
Thank you, Dr. Watkins.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure.
Thank you all.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you all. Thank you to Martha Peterson, Edie Lewis, Valerie Brooks, and Angela Forrest. And you will see them at the event on Saturday from 8 to 1. And stay tuned for the details again.
Looks like Ms. Peterson had some words she wanted to say, Brother Frank, just before you wrapped up.
I apologize. No, I didn't. I've said everything, and I think everything has been covered. And I thank the both of you for allowing us to come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We also want to thank Mike Masella for engineering today. He's a fantastic engineer. As are all of our engineers. Thank you, Miyuki, Acting General Manager, Katia Stitt, Program Director, and all the WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and our loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg and Chuck Hicks, for this opportunity to promote your event. Thank you for our music contributors. And stay tuned to WPFW for further Jazz and Justice Radio. Stay tuned next Monday at 10 o'clock for To Heal DC. I'm getting confused with our show, Doc. To Heal DC, where Joni and Chuck Hicks will be back.
And we'll be on it too today. We're doing a double dutch today. And so we encourage you to join us at 2 on To Your Health. We have another outstanding presentation. And too bad we can't have these ladies again. They did such an excellent job.
We gotta have them again.
What they're doing. You
know, for sure.
Anytime. Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you,
W. Thank you, Marty. And look
You're
forward
welcome.
To seeing everyone.
Thank you for the opportunity to see
everyone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, Frank, any closing words?
That's it, Doc. Thank you, Mike.
Health is wealth, vital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure, you can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the healthcare in a mess, especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. Might be seeing the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best that your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else.
What's it do if you're approached by the police?
We deserve to be safe in our neighborhoods.
Follow these tips to assert your rights.
If you're being stopped, detained, or arrested, the best thing to say is nothing.
Stick to only these questions. Am I free to go? If stopped by law enforcement, try to leave the conversation as quickly and safely as possible.
Ask, am I free to go?
If yes, walk away calmly and quietly. Running away could give them pretext to detain you. Officers may try an incited reaction. Ignore them. Knowing your rights is a great first step.
And asserting your rights is even better.
WPFW presents Genius plus Soul equals Ray and John. Tuesday, September 23rd, 5 a.m. until midnight. This will be a fundraising birthday tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Schedule and details at WPFWFM.org, where you can also contribute anytime. WPFW, preserving the culture, one broadcast at a time.
The United Black Community presents the 21st annual Love Supreme, a musical, poetic birthday tribute to Netherroot, John Coltrane, featuring the Nasa Abaday Quintet, Cindy Brown, Kenny Carroll, Nana Malaya, and more on Friday, September 19, 2025 at 7 p.m. at E-Life Restaurant, 9033 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Details, UBC and DC at yahoo.com, 240-832-7203. Thank you.
Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast DC for the first time ever. Enjoy three nights of martial arts and action films scored live with hip hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. Saturday, September 20th at Skyland Town Center with a screening of Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. Then on Saturday, October 25th, the series concludes with the screening of I'm Gonna Get You Sucker at the Capitol Hill Boys Club Artist Gallery. Each event begins at 7 p.m. with a guest DJ set, followed by the movie at 8:30 p.m. Blankets and lawn chairs are welcome. For more details, visit shaolinjazz.com. shaolinjazz.com.
Welcome to The Collision.
The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Are you ready to move, groove, and exercise with the WPFW family? WPFW's annual 5K Run Walk for Total Fitness happens Saturday, September 13th from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. This fundraiser will be held at the Bladensburg Waterfront Park, 4601 Annapolis Road in Bladensburg, Maryland. In addition to a scenic 5K trail, fitness and wellness classes will be offered. Lively music to fuel your participation in the activities, along with water and healthy snacks, will be provided. Details are at WPFWFM.org or call 202-888-5484. There's something for everyone to enjoy. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Dr. Theodore Watkins, the program is to your health. Join Dr. Theodore Watkins on Mondays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Tune Your Health as he teaches alternative medicine to alleviate illnesses using a holistic approach, bringing important wellness treatment options to the table otherwise overlooked by health officials across a variety of medical fields. Learn how to treat yourself to your best health under the instruction of Dr. Watkins. That's 2 to 3 p.m. on WPFW 89.3 FM, serving the collective need in America.